Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Now listen, before we talk about anything else today, we have to go here because the toy man is in the radio centre and he's looking upright and he's looking okay. And
Is Santa Claus here?
You're not panicking. You are. This is your thing now. You've got the toy man crown because it is Toy Show Day, the official launch of Christmas. Patrick Keelty, welcome, sir. Welcome. Where on the Richter scale of joy /panic are you at the minute?
I am pretending to be 9 on the joy scale, 0 on the panic scale. Both those figures may be reversed.
You're sounding remarkably calm. And this is not the energy I was expecting. I shouldn't have had that packet of Skittles at 8:30 this morning. I was trying to match
the thing is that you can't go too early, Oliver, with these things.
Yeah.
You have
it's a long
to,
day.
As a man with young kids who tend to get you up on Christmas morning at 5 and you think to yourself, you know, what state am I going to be even after you have the Christmas lunch? That's normally around 3 in our house. If you just sort of try to pace this out, that we're on air at 9:30, sort of trying to peak about 10:30 and trying to make it through to midnight. This is kind of where we need to be at this point.
I mean,
in time.
We're wrecked at that stage, wasn't I?
Yeah,
know where you are.
Exactly.
But last year, brilliant job. Were you more nervous for that one, even though you've been doing the late a couple of months at that stage?
It was I tried to put my head just in a completely different place. Lots of people were very excited. I could sense there was a lot of nervous energy in the building. There seemed to be a lot of nervous energy. How you feeling? How you feeling about it? And you could sense that people's voices were just maybe 2 or 3 decibels higher than they normally were.
Stretchers being rolled into your eye line.
All of that stuff. So for me last year was very much, it's a show. We've got a running order. Let's just try to get through this and see where it goes. This time round, it's very different because I now know where it can go.
So that's why
the panic is being suppressed.
And the pressure is off now. You did a brilliant job last year, by the way, we should say. And people sort of said, now he's all right. Yeah, we're with him now.
I love the way that you just moved on there really quickly. So the pressure's off anyway, and then I'm just going to move into another question. Is the pressure ever off when you're doing the toy show? I think the key to it is to realise that what you might have planned potentially will not happen, and some of the moments that you haven't got planned will probably be the best thing in the show. So the stuff you can control, stuff you can't control.
But the reason I say it was brilliant is because you let the children be the stars of the show. It wasn't about you at all.
But that's how it should be. I mean, it's the toy show and it's the night that the Late Late gives the show over to the kids. Mm-hmm. And so for me, whenever I was watching it as a kid growing up, it was that thing of a kid would come out, they would demo the toy. You would sit there agog at the toy. It is about the kids and it is about the toys. I've got 2 boys. They could not care less, Oliver, that I'm hosting this show. Genuinely, they couldn't. It's like, okay, so there's Dad. Anyway, enough of Dad. Show us the toys and show us the kid that's going to tell us about the toys. And so that's the heart of the show.
The kind of additions to Santa's list and the letter
All of that.
Now, this year would be different for you because last year the children obviously wouldn't have known you. Now they know you.
Yes, kind of. I'm starting to get that look in corridors there now when we were coming in.
Yeah.
There was a couple of kids outside. And last year you could see parents pointing at kids going, you know the way when there's a retired footballer and a parent tries to bring a kid over
to get
a photograph with a kid, and the kid's just going, I've got no interest. I've genuinely got no interest who this is. And so last year there was big retired footballer, maybe didn't even make the starting 15 vibes. And this year you can kind of see, oh yeah, I kind of know him.
Now the kids are tugging at the parents going, look,
yeah,
it's the toy man.
There's your man.
There he is. It's that man that you watch when I'm being sent to bed and I get to see it once a year. We know now the theme. It is out. It is out and it is this big, big energy. Home Alone. Is the set going to be like this as well, Patrick Keelty?
I walked in 2 days ago and saw the set for the first time. And I am happy to admit there was a little tear in my eye. It is. It's just amazing. The guys have done this theme just so much justice. We've recreated the full Home Alone house in the studio. When the kids coming in to rehearse, you just see them, their mouths go on the floor. My mouth went on the floor. And it's a lovely theme because it's Home Alone was all about kids taking up a grown-over world. And really, that's what the toy show is. It's about kids taking over a grown-up show. It's okay, late, you park yourself there. We're taking over this. And so it really suits what we're hoping to do.
And the great tunes in the film.
Great tunes, bit of dancing from the kids. The outfits are good. As someone who is old enough to remember it first time round, there's a little bit of retro in there. If somebody's at home tonight with the odd glass of wine in them, there might be the odd nudge in the, do you remember? Do you remember that? So, yeah, there's a few wee nods in there to the past and the future.
There are still some secrets, I believe, and all we've been told is that there are going to be stunts involved, and they said Mr. Keelty will be doing his own stunts.
Is this the point where you lower the lights in the studio and a single spot comes on me?
This is like worse than the election, post-election, going, please tell us what you're going to be doing. What happens next?
We've the odd little bit and piece, the odd surprise. Mm-hmm. Trying to stay in one piece for the first part of the show is kind of what we're hoping.
Yeah, because this is a live show.
Yes.
It goes on for many hours and you're going to perform stunts in front of a studio.
There may be one or two very, very small ones.
Thank God we got that bailout, because the insurance bail, wow, was something else. But Home Alone is a fantastic idea, because nothing really says Christmas quite like an abandoned child in a big house, violent robbery and vigilanteism, which is hilarious.
It's got big... big happy Christmas vibes, doesn't it?
That's why the kids love it.
That's why they love it. You know, what's really funny about it is, though, is whenever kids watch that movie and the stuff that we get upset about as adults, and you go, oh, is that a bit? Is that a bit? And kids are just, oh, he got smacked in the face by a shovel. Yay! And so it's the stuff sometimes that we get upset about, kids just don't.
And the Home Alone theme has been now approved. It's gone through the diplomatic channels, I believe, through you as our representative now in Ireland to the North Pole.
Yes.
That's a new job, because there's an ambassadorial role here.
There is an ambassadorial job. I've already recorded the video where I say, I am the host of the toy show and I approve this message. That has then gone to the main man, the toy man himself.
You don't get a direct call, so it's kind of, you record a thing and send it. Is that how mysterious it is?
That's kind of, I mean, like, Santa's very, very, you know, he's down with the kids, literally. Like, he's on the TikTok, he's on the Insta. The idea of picking up a phone to Santa, I mean, Santa's not interested in this stuff.
Okay.
He's not interested in this stuff anymore.
This is as bad as the Troubles. Coded message has been sent in the middle of
the night. He's got a huge amount of followers.
Will Milo and little boy, who've now forgotten your other son, you've probably forgotten his name as well.
To be honest, that occasionally happens in our house. I mean, normally it's the other way around. Normally it's my wife and kids forgetting who I am. And James.
It's one of the rare occasions where Orgy is broadcast right across the planet live, so they will be able to watch it as well internationally on the player, as many, many people do. It was 1.7 million last year, wasn't it? But more, because, you know, if you include northern viewers, which I'd imagine have gone up a little bit in recent times, it would be bigger. We could count the figures in the world, just not the north, I think.
Yes.
2 million. But.
Okay.
Just in case you're... That is today. It's happening today, that show, by the way.
Things were fine. The level of panic I had here, Oliver, was absolutely fine until I spoke to you.
Before I let you go, because there's a level of vulnerability today, I feel I can ask you other things.
Yes.
You're very modest sometimes. You never talk about your big radio show across the water. BBC 5 Live.
Yeah, biggest, 5 Live.
One of the biggest channels over there. I presume you can't do this tomorrow morning where you normally do.
I did it last year. I made a very, very stupid mistake.
Off
trying to do that, and then forgetting how giddy you would come off air after the toy show and how late to bed you would get. I think I did it last year on 2 hours sleep.
And it's a live show as well.
It's a live show. I have decided to not do that tomorrow.
Very good decision. to unfamiliar listeners, what happens in your 5 Live show, BBC?
BBC 5 Live, Saturday morning, 9 until 11 o'clock. We basically set up the weekend. We've got sports people and we've got guests. We have some kids on to play some games. And it's basically, if you are a parent easing into the weekend, that's what we do. and I am not doing it tomorrow. I repeat, I am not. These are the people things
going,
you learn.
Oh, I wish, actually. Yeah.
These are the things you learn second time around, the mistakes you're not going to make twice.
Limping into the studio.
Indeed.
But you must be pretty chuffed with yourselves. You deserve to be, by the way. You've got the biggest job in entertainment in Ireland. Your missus has one of the biggest jobs. It's kind of not as clear which is the biggest job over there, really, among the Brits. But one of the biggest jobs in television as well, Cat Daly. Like, do you allow yourself to be quite happy with how things are going?
It's just busy. That's what it is. It's like there's really, you know, before we were coming in here this morning, you know, so she's off doing her rehearsals and then I'm about to start to do the toy show. And the texts that were going back and forward had nothing to do with any of work or aren't we great? It was, have you ordered that grout for the downstairs bathroom yet? I haven't ordered that. Do you know that James has got swimming on Monday? Have you packed his... Like, it's very high-end...
The code is in there.
It's very high-end showbiz stuff, Oliver.
Well, I was looking for soundbite. We're still a fledgling show here, Patrick, so thanks for absolutely giving me nothing there. What was it, busy? They'll still put it in the headline, though, to be fair. That's the world you're now living in. We must mention
and what they
show.
Do, and what they do, and I love what they do. It's you will be amazed by Patrick Keeldy's answer in this interview.
That's right. Yeah.
So every headline now is a question, which is just, can you click on this? And then people just go, wah!
Patrick Keelty, you wouldn't believe what he's not showing up to tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. We have to mention the Toy Show Appeal because it's such a huge part of it now.
So Toy Show Appeal, it is now up to 21 million euro. Thousands and thousands of kids have been helped by this. Hundreds of projects all around Ireland. Last week we were lucky enough to have Saoirse Ruan's parents come in, and for them even just to come in and to tell us how they were feeling and to hold it together and be as elegant and as thoughtful and loving on screen and talking about Saoirse and how difficult a time this is for them coming up to Toy Show, for them to come on and to launch our appeal a week early. So we're already up and running.
RTE.ie/Toy Show Appeal online. But there will be lots of reminders through the Toy Show. But that was a remarkable interview. And by the way, it was another kind of classic Late Late Show. We had that devastating interview. And then earlier on, we had Tommy Tiernan and an exit poll and all of the calamity and madness that is the decisions you've now made in life.
I always say that that the Late Late Show is like any Friday night that you will have out in Ireland. That's essentially what it is. If you go out for a night on a Friday, you can have a deep and meaningful conversation. You can have somebody who's making you laugh. You can have somebody who can give you a tune. And you can have somebody who's always there, who's talking nonsense that you'd rather not be there. And so that's essentially the whole package.
Anything can happen, hopefully good things. The best luck tonight. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
And don't forget the boys have swimming on Monday.
Yes, it's the grout that I thought I was meant to order that I haven't is now worrying me. That'll be going through my mind as you see me in the opening sequence tonight.
Patrick Keelty, Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Oh, you filthy animal!